Shpot Hilchas Matana Halacha Gimel Ois Yudalit. Rav Nosson Zal says now, based on what we've discussed till now, v'zeh b'chinas shloisha dvorim sheniskashe bohem Moshe. This will explain to us the three items which Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding. Shehem Maisa HaMenorah, which is how to design the menorah in the Mishkan, Ushkolim, and the Machtzis HaShekel, v'kiddush HaChodesh, and the exact size of the moon, how to know when you're allowed to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. Kimuva b'zohar, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, v'simonom Moshe. The way to remember it is Mem Shin Hei, Menorah, Shkolim, HaChodesh. Ayin Shom, look in the Zohar HaKodesh where it discusses this. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give his own explanation of this and tie it into what we learned till now. Ki kol shloisha mitzvos elu heim bechinas hachnoas moirei oish v'hizgabrus moirei oir. All three of these mitzvos involve subduing the moirei oish and strengthening the moirei oir. Sheze ikar klolius hakidusha. That's a summary of the whole Yiddishkeit. The whole Torah, you can say, is basically that you have these two opposite forces, Moirei Oyer, Moirei Esh, or whether you want to call them Yetzer Toiv or Yetzer Hara, or whether you want to call them the good guys or the bad guys. It's all basic. This is one framework of it, and our mission is to strengthen the Moirei Oyer and to weaken the Moirei Esh. The Ikra had Lokas. Now, where are we? She's ki ma'isa ha'menoira hud lahadlik ner tamid b'beis hamikdash. The construction of the menoira involved having a ner tamid burning in the beis hamikdash at all times. The ikra had lokas haneiros b'beis hamikdash hu b'shvil lahamtik ulahachnia ulevatel b'chinas moirei eish ulahalois ulahagbir moirei oir hameirim b'beis hamikdash. The main purpose of that was to weaken and lower the Moirei Esh and strengthen the Moirei Oyer. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoy. Because whenever you want to sweeten din, whenever you want to take din and get rid of it, the way to do it is you have to go to the origin of the place of din and make the tikkun over there. In other words, you might say, hey, if the din is fire, then shouldn't we be using water to neutralize it? The answer is no. There are many cases where if the din is fire, we have to go into fire and make it tikkun over there. Ki be'emes hakoil echod. Because the truth is that all of this is really one. The Mo'ere Oyer and the Mo'ere Esh are really one. Ulemalo b'sharoshay, up on top, in Shamayim, in the highest place in Shamayim, gam Mo'ere Esh mekablam chiyas mena Mo'ere Oyer. The Mo'ere Esh also draws its sustenance from the Mo'ere Oyer. It's not two different departments, two different worlds. The Mo'ere Esh is also drawing from the Mo'ere Oyer. Shehem b'chinas dalid oiseis Hashem baruch hu. Meaning that the Mo'ere Esh is also drawing its strength from the four letters of Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke, which we said was the source of the Mo'ere Oyer, the eyes, which are called Oyer. There's the Tlas Gavnin De'eno, Ubas Ayin. Right? Or the Shabbos, which is called Oyer, light, Shin, Bas, the three and the one. So the Moirei Esh also gets its stuff from the four letters of Yudkei Vovkei. V'al kein onu mevorchim b'moitzoi Shabbos, Boirei Moirei Esh. This is why we make a bracha on fire on Saturday night. We make a bracha on Moirei Esh. Ki Hashem Yizborach, Boro HaKoil, Britzoni Yizborach. Because Hashem created everything with His Rotzoim. This is why it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, Dalid Gavnin Yesh Be'esha. There are four colors in fire. Shehem Bechinas Tlas Gavnin Deinu Basayin Ein Shom. Corresponding to the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye, which are found in the eye. So we see that Mo'ere Esh is connected to Mo'ere Oyer. Ki Be'emes B'hashoyresh HaKoil Echod. Because really, up on top, in its origin, it's all really one. There is no toivora over there. Over there, it's kulay toiv. Ach lemato. However, when it's nishtalshel to this world, when it comes down, thousands of madregos, Nifrodim ha-ma'ir eish ma'ir eor. There, the ma'ir eish and ma'ir eor are separated, and they become two seemingly different things. And one is anti the other. Just like lahavdil, a husband and wife. The Gemara says, in Shemayim, it's one neshama. They're sent down to this world and split as his and hers. And their mission is to find each other. And how many times are there when the husband and wife seem to be the most opposite two things in creation? And they're fighting over everything. And yet, in their place of origin, it's one neshama, 100%. Kishom bebechinas moireyesh nechozim hachitzoinim. Because by the moireyesh, the klipois, the tuma, is able to attach itself to that. Shemishom kol hatavois haboem midalad yesoides gashmiim. That's where all the taivois ruis, which come from the dalad yesoides gashmiim, fire and air, eish, ruach, mayim, ofer, that's where it all comes from. It comes from the ma'ireyesh, from the attachment of tuma to the ma'ireyesh. V'alkein, shom bebechinas ma'ireyesh, shom husoid hahavdola. That's why, when it comes to the ma'ireyesh, the mitzvah isn't to zap it, to zero it. The mitzvah is to do a havdola, to divide the good from the bad. Havdola means to divide, separate A from B. Shemavdilin al ha'ur b'moitzoy Shabbos. We make havdola on fire on moitzoy Shabbos. Ki kishen estalek ha'Shabbos, because when Shabbos leaves, Shehu b'chinas mo'irei o'er, Shabbos represents mo'irei o'er, Shemachnia mo'irei eish, which is usually the thing that zaps the mo'irei eish, b'b'chinas lo'i sevaru eish b'chol mo'ishoy sechem b'yom ha'Shabbos, as it says in Chumash, that on Shabbos, there's no fire in your house. In other words, on Shabbos, you are not allowed to light fire in your house, implying that Shabbos is the thing that eliminates the Ma'ori Eish problem, Kimavoyer Shambaturnal, as is explained in that chapter in Likud Imran. So when Shabbos is there, everything's okay. Shabbos has this Ma'ori Eish locked up in some dungeon and keeps it out of our hair and makes it that it can't cause us any trouble at all. Va'oz b'moitzoy Shabbos, however, when Shabbos leaves, she'oz maschilen lehisoirer b'chinas moireyesh, that's when this moireyesh is given permission to come out of the closet, shebohem achizas hachitzoinim kanal, the moireyesh is something which the tuma, the klipois, have the ability to attach themselves to, kihem b'chinas eitzadas toivora, because this moireyesh is similar to the concept of the Eitz Hadas, Toivora, good and bad. Al kein onu mavdilem aleihem. That's why we have a mitzvah to make havdola on fire, on a candle of fire. Va'oz mevorchem al ho'ur boirei moirei ho'esh. Then we make a bracha on the light. We don't say boirei moirei ho'oir. We make a bracha bracha to Hashem al kein ha'chaylam boirei moirei ho'esh. Uboze anu mavdilin umalin hatoiv minora. And by doing that, we divide and separate the good of the fire from the bad of the fire. Al yedei shonu megalin shashem izborach bora hakoil. By us making a bracha on the fire, by declaring Hashem as being the boss of the fire, that itself is the tikkun. That makes it that the good and the bad and the fire get separated and everything becomes kosher. Ki shom bebechinas moireyesh, shom husoid ha-havdolo kiyodua. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when he uses the word kiyodua, usually means, as is known in the Kisvei Ariza, in Sifrei Kabbalah. It's known in Sifrei Kabbalah that in the moireyesh, that's where the whole concept of havdolo was created from. The whole concept of separating good from bad is initiated from this concept of eish. This is the whole concept of why you had candles of a menorah burning in the Beis Hamikdash. Kikol hadlokas haneirois digdusha heim lahamtik bechinas mo'erei eish b'sharoshon. Because any time that Jews light candles for a mitzvah or anything like that, the purpose of it is to be machmia mo'erei eish in their shoresh. Which we'll see if Rav Nosson Zal says it, but maybe this is a connection to the concept of a yahrzeit candle. that again, lahavdil, when a neshama passes away, there's Gehenim and there's Gan Eden. Gehenim is called a center of fire, and there's Gan Eden. And maybe one of the concepts of lighting the yahrzeit candle has to do with being machnia mo'ireyesh. Not meaning that even if the neshama is not in Gehenim per se, chas v'shalom, the fact that when a neshama leaves this world, it can go to one of two places: either the house of light, Gan Eden, or chas v'shalom, the house of fire, Gehenim. Could be that's why there's this concept of lighting a candle for the neshama, because that's what he's saying here. Now he's saying any time that there's a concept of hadlokas neres of kedusha, the purpose of it is to be mamtik mo'eri esh b'sharoshon. You mean from Malava Malka? That custom you're talking about?
That's, why should we do that every night?
That's a respect for Malava Malka.
That's amazing.
And one second, and it's also because why is it that Tisha B'Av, why is it that we keep Tisha B'Av instead of Asiri B'Av, whereas the Gemara says that the majority of the Churban Beis Hamikdash was on Asiri B'Av? What's the reason?
Beginning is the worst times.
Exactly, because the Gemara says Aschalta de Puranis Adifa. When the bed gets started, that's the worst time. The beginning of the Saturday night is when the trouble is when the weekdays is beginning. That's the time when the klipos are all rising up to be, you know, to start their action. That's when you got to zap it. That's when you got to do what needs to be done to see to it that your whole week will be okay. It's at that first moment when Shabbos left and weekday begins. That's when you got to lay down the rules, lay down the law, and do what needs to be done.
You cancel fire with fire.
Exactly. Let him talk. Let's see how he'll say it. This is the concept of halachas neir kedusha. Lahamtik b'chinas mareish b'sharoshim. Lahachnia hara shenechaz bohem. This means to be machnia the ra that's attached to the moireish. At sheyu nichlolim hamoireish b'sharoshim b'chinas moireir. Thereby allowing the remaining good part of the moireish to plug into the moireir. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas kiddush hachodesh. This is also the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the blessing of the new month, declaring the new month. Shehu lehikoleil midas laila bayoim. That's a concept of attaching, merging in night into day. Lemalois pegimas halavona, to fill up the deficiency in the moon. Sheia oir halavona koir hachama, to make the light of the moon equal the light of the sun. When one of the reasons why we say Kiddush Levana is by doing that, we're giving more and more strength to the moon so that one day the moon is going to rise up and become equal to the sun in power. Ki halavono shlitoso balailo. Because what does the moon represent here? The moon represents Moireyesh. The moon's job is nighttime. The moon rules at night. Be'es achizas moirei hoesh, which is the time when the moirei esh are running around. During the day, you don't need a fire. You don't need esh. It's at nighttime that you need the alkein hi piguma lefamim. That's why the moon sometimes seems to be defective, because it's part of the moirei esh program, which has toivara in it. Utzrichen levararo ulahaloiso mechizas horash b'moirei esh atshiyu nichlola moirei esh b'moireir. We need to make a birur, and we need to elevate the moon to a point where the good in it will become nichlal in the moirei oir. Shezeo bechinas oir halavona koir hachama kanal. So we see that by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's a similar concept. The lighting candles in the Beis Hamikdash was this concept. Kiddush Levona is this concept. And this is also the concept of the Machtzis HaShekel Shehem Bishvil Nidvas HaMishkan, which was used as donations to support the Mishkan. Shehu Bechinas HaBeis HaMikdosh. The Mishkan is synonymous with the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehu Bechinas Mo'orei Or Kanal. The Beis HaMikdosh was the center of light for Klal Yisrael. We said, Machma, it's called Go'oinuschem Machma Leinechem. We told the story with Hordus, remember? He blinded the rabbi, he killed out the rabbi. The tikkun was to renovate the Beis Hamikdash. Nimtza, Rav Nosson says, so therefore I've shown you shekol elu hashloisha mitzvos heim b'shvil lahakbir b'chinas moirei oir al moirei esh. All three of these items, the menorah, the Shkolim and the Kiddush HaChodesh are all basically dealing with this issue of strengthening the Moirei Oyer over the Moirei Yesh. V'alkein niska shebohen Moshe harbe. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu found this so difficult. Kishom soid ha-havdolah. Because here there becomes a very delicate issue of separating the good. It's not clear cut. It's not simple. Take the Moirei and put it in the garbage. You can't do that. You have to start sorting out the good from the bad in the Moirei Yesh, and only taking the good and bringing it in and separating the bad. V'koshe lamoid aleihem ma'oid. It's very difficult even for a tzaddik to understand this well and to get this right. Ki Moirei Oyer heim bechinas hatzadikim amitim. The Moirei Oyer symbolizes the true tzadikim shekol kedushas Yisroel toli bohem, where the whole success of Klal Yisroel is dependent on these true tzaddikim. Umoirei Eish heim bechinas hamanhigim v'mefursomim shel sheker. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal said that the Moirei Eish refers to the false leaders, the fake leaders. Ve'i efsher lahavdil ulahafrish beineihem v'lamoid alo emes. And it's very, very difficult to choose between them and to figure out who's the true leader and who's not the true leader. Ki gam hamo'ere yesh b'chinas hamafursamim shel sheker bevada yesh bohem eze b'china shel emes shehu. Because the Gemara says a rule that a lie, a complete lie, nobody will ever buy it. So in order to be able to buy a lie, the lie has to have some emes in it. So here again, if the Satan is going to appoint false leaders, he can't appoint leaders that are totally fake, otherwise nobody's going to buy it. So these false leaders, the Satan gives them some emes, some truthfulness, so that it should be confusing, so that it should be hard for the people to figure out, hey, maybe he's the real tzaddik, how do I know? I see he does this right. I see he does this mitzvah. I see he did a miracle. I see I went to him and asked him to pray for me for something, and he prayed and I got it. So must mean that he's a tzaddik. How do you know? Maybe that's that little percentage. Maybe the Satan let him score that victory just so he should fool the people. How do you know? Even these false leaders certainly have a certain degree of emes, b'chinas mo'irei oyer, which means they have a little bit of mo'irei oyer in them. Ki kol sheker shein bo emes metchilosoi einoi meskayim klal k'moy shom razal. Because the Gemara says, any sheker that doesn't have some emes in it, midlachatchila, won't be accepted, nobody will buy it. Aval kol b'china emes sheyesh bohen hakoil nimshach b'mechinas mo'irei oyer shein tzadik emes. However, the fact is that any truth that's found in these Moirei Yesh, you know where it comes from? Comes from the Tzadikei Emes. It comes from the Moirei Oyer. V'hayu tzrichim sheyu nichnoim elu hamafursamim shel sheker tachas hatzadikei emes ulizbatil aleihem. And if things were being done properly, these false leaders would humble themselves and accept upon themselves the leadership of the true leaders of the Tzadikei Emes. And then these leaders who are called Moirei Yesh would become Nichlal in the Moirei Oyer, and everything would be fixed up, everything would be cool, everything would be corrected. They would be able to get their tikkun and everything would be okay. But they don't want that. They don't want second place. Yerovam ben Avot, mi barayish Hashem. You want to offer me Gan Eden? You want to offer me anything? No thanks. I got one question for you, Hashem. There's Dovid HaMelech and me. Who's going to be in front of the line? That's the only thing I'm interested in. These leaders also are not willing to take second place. They're not willing to say that they're not the biggest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, but rather they want Lehistoria to rule, Velimloich, and to be kings, Venoitlin Gedula Liatzmon. They take greatness to themselves. They take leadership and money and kovoid, Veroitzim Lehalim Ulahaster Bechinas Moireor. They want to cover up and hide the true tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim. They want to make it that the people shouldn't notice them at all. And now it becomes impossible to sort out the truth. Ki hasheker choyfe al hoemes, because the falseness is covering up the truth. The kol echad oimer shetzlo yemes, and each guy is running around saying that I'm the emes, I'm the true tzaddik, I'm the true leader of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein gam Moshe niskashe be'elu ashloisha mitzvah sanal. That's why the Torah tells us that even Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty making this out, bringing this to total clarity by these three mitzvahs, shein bechinas hachnoas moireish. These three mitzvahs, which refer specifically to this issue of being machnia the moireish, which has in it this toivora. Ki churbim beis hamikdosh va'arichas hagolus v'chol hatzorois shel Yisrael hakol toloi bozeh. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, let me tell it to you like it is. You should know that the whole churbim beis hamikdosh and the whole golus and all the suffering that Am Yisrael is going through is all basically based on this. It's over the fact that in every single generation, these Moireyesh climb up, they rise up, which means these false leaders, the ones that aren't the biggest tzaddikim in the generation, they represent evil compared to, relative to, the good of the tzaddik emes. V'heim choil kim ala tzadikei emes, and they go up against the tzadikei emes. V'roitzim lahalimam, and they try to cover them up. They try to push them down and make nothing of them. They're zeros. They're not their leaders. There's nothing. V'ze ikar chevloi shel Moshiach, and this is what the Gemara says is going to be the main problems at the time leading up to Moshiach's coming. Shu kategoriyo shebeina talmidei chachamim. The Gemara uses this wording, the machloket between the talmidei chachamim. Ubefrat bedoyrois halolu. Rav Nosson Zal says, especially in these times, he's talking even 150 years ago. Imagine how much more so today. Sheho emes nederes. The Gemara says that the emes is going to be crumbled, like it's going to be spread out. Shenase adorim adorim shel emes. There are going to be, what's the word adorim? Flocks and flocks of emes. Like you have a flock of sheep, there are going to be flocks and flocks of emes. Kemoshom razal, as the Gemara says in Soite, each group is going to have a sign up emes. Vinis arvev ho'oila ma'oid, and the world is going to get very jumbled up, very mixed up. Ad shafilu bein hatzadike emes yesh machloikas godol, to such a point where even among this little group of tzadike emes, not mefursamim shel sheker, even among the tzadikim amitim, yesh machloikas godol, there's a big machloikas. V'kol echod choylek al chaveroi, and each one has a problem with the other one. We just mentioned it in a shir yesterday, the Taz and the Megala Mukais. There's no question chas v'cholila of mefursim shel sheker there. You're talking about two big tzaddikim, and the satan made machloikas, the satan made problems between them. V'einoi mamin, v'kol echod choylek al chaveroi, each one is disagreeing with his friend. Ve'enoi mamin shegam chaveroi roitzeh derech emes, and each one doesn't believe that the other guy is sincere. Each one says the other guy is a liar. He doesn't really mean it. He's not really emes. Ve'efsher yoiser mimenu. Now he doesn't believe that the other guy is true, and he certainly doesn't believe that the other guy might even be more religious than you are. How do you know? Hashem gave you a petek. Hashem told you that you're more religious than the other guy. Who says? But rather, the guy assumes that everybody else other than him is straying from the emes, is going away from the emes. I'm the only one who has the emes. And there's all kinds of junk like this, belishir, a lot of junk like this going on in Am Yisrael among the religion. He's not talking here about the reform and conservative. He's talking among frum, among tzaddikim. This is what he's talking about. V'chol ma she'emrim anshei emes, and everything that the truly religious people say, mahapech hashikar liatzmoi, v'oimer she'etzloi ho emes. In other words, everything that the religious people say, the irreligious people say. The religious people say that Torah is clean, Torah is good. They say we have the goodness, we have the good life. That it says ki hu chayecha v'orchimecha, the Torah is called living. They say baloney. Those religious people, they don't know how to live at all. We know how to live. We know how to have a good time. The Torah talks about simcha. The most depressed people are religious people. Who's happy? The chilonim. You ever see a chiloni drive by on Shabbos sad? He's smiling. He's got his hand out the window and laughing. He looks like... We're the ones who know what real happiness is. This is the upside downness that's going on in the world. And Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ef shelavar ze, I can't explain this to you further. Ki kol ma shenemar binyan ze, yoimer hachole gamkein. Because whatever I'm going to tell you, the guy that says I'm a Russia, he's going to say the same thing. What if I'll try to show you what's wrong with him? He'll show you that I'm the one that's wrong. Or if I'll try to show you what's good about the path in religion that I'm teaching, he'll show you that his path is much better." Rak kol chad lefuman de meshar belibe yochel lohovim becholeis uvechol dor heichon ho emes lamito shori. But rather, each and every single Jew, in every generation, according to what he feels in his heart, has to figure out where is the emes, which is really more religious, which is really closer to what Hashem wants, etc. Is it this or is it that? To explain this a little further, when we talk about Hashem Himself, Hashem is only Toiv. It's supposed to Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is only good. We say that everything in this world stems from Hashem. Everything, certainly all the Torah originates from Hashem, and even the Gashmius in this world, the table, the chair, wood, gold, silver, light, everything stems from Hashem, originates from Hashem. However, we're taught a concept in Sifrei Kabbalah and in other places that many of these things in their place, not that everything in its place of origin becomes one. In Shamayim, there's in the Sfirois, when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, there's Chesed and Gvura, there's Netzach and Hoy, there's Chochmo and Bina. That's all on lower levels. Up on top, on the top floor in the penthouse, there's Keser. Or there's Olam Ho'atzilus, where there's no two. There is no concept of Toivora over there. So the question is then, does this thing originate? How in the world does this thing about bad originate? The answer is, I don't understand it myself yet completely, but the way it's presented is that there is a certain item up there, which when it comes down to this world, there is tumah and stuff that can latch on to that more easily than it can latch on to the other stuff, in quotes. And therefore, that item, when it comes down to a level of an olam hagashmi, we see the ra attach itself to it more easily than to the other stuff, and that's where tumah comes from, that's where yetzahara comes from, everything. An example of this is, that Rav Nosson Zal gives, is the case of Adam and Chava. The way Hashem created man originally, man was Yitzir Kapo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Hashem is all good, then what Hashem made had to be all good. So Adam originally was all good. However, that was when Adam was one. But the second Hashem made two Adams, the second there became two, when there's two, there could be better and worse. There could be light and darkness. Because two, we're taught that Hashem never, ever makes two identical things. Part of Hashem's creativity is that Hashem always makes two different. So now if you're telling me that Hashem created Adam and Chava and they're not identical, then right away there's better and worse. There's bigger and smaller. Who is the bigger one and who is the smaller one? Adam Rishon was the bigger one, she was the smaller one. The Medrash says that Chava did not call Adam Honey Bunch, she called him Rebbe. She didn't call him Adam, she didn't call him Mister, she didn't call him Johnny, she called him Rebbe. That's what the Medrash says she called him. He was the rabbi of the Malachim, and he was her rabbi. So therefore, now when this guy, Mr. Nachash, came along, when the Satan came along and wanted to create problems, he had to choose to speak to Adam Arishma, speak to Chava. He knew, go to her, talk to her, because between these two, she was number two. Originally there was only one, and one is only good. When you have two, there's good and bad, or there's relative good and bad. Therefore, he went to her, and we see what happened. We see what came from it. This is one of the deep concepts that are brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and Torah, and it's referenced in these four many times.
The Nachash's source is usually in
So how does it all begin, you're saying? When I find out, I'll let you know. Next case. I don't know either. No problem. It's a shame. I'll learn more. We'll learn more. We'll understand this better. Don't think we understand everything besides this either.
Could you just explain that a lot of things are rooted in the concept of Bechira?
Also true, that for the sake of Bechira, but again, it boils down to this paradox, Shimon, that on one hand, if we're saying that Hashem is good and only good, where does the concept of bad, how does that begin? Show it to me at the beginning. The answer is again, Rav Nosson says in one place, the minute there was a Bria, the minute there was a creation, there became two, Hashem and the creation. So the Bria became a potential for bad. And that's why the whole mission, our whole mission is to take the Bria and re-merge it with Hashem, make it one with Hashem again. By using everything in creation to serve Hashem, we're going to restore it to one. We're going to be mevatel the two, that there's Hashem in the world. We're going to make it back to one, that there's only Hashem. That the world is going to be only Hashem. Everything in the world is going to be done the way Hashem wants it. Then the world is Hashem. There's no two anymore. You understand? It's only one. This topic, there's a chapter on Likut HaMoharan Torah Nun Aleph and Likut HaMoharan Chelek Aleph where this is discussed in great detail about Echod and Shtayim and about how the word Tahara even came into being.